Russia is still in its biggest economic crisis since Vladimir Putin came to power 15 years ago as a combination of international sanctions against Moscow over Ukraine and plunging oil prices hits the country's main source of revenue. This week, President Putin blamed the West for his country's troubles, but admitted it could take some time to put things right. And he said Russia would be standing firm in relation to Crimea and Ukraine. Dermot Fleming has been to Moscow and the Ukrainian capital Kiev. Today, in the first of two reports, he hears the Russian side of the story.
Vladimir Pozner is Russia's most famous independent journalist. His interview show on Russian national television wins huge audiences, winning him journalistic freedom probably unrivaled in Russia. Pozner says that Vladimir Putin's unpopularity in the West is the direct opposite of his high ratings at home.
Most people here, not all, but most people feel the anti-Putin sentiment in the West is not deserved. They feel that it's not objective at all. Simply, the West has it in for us. And therefore, the more the West is negative towards Putin, the more right he's seen by many people here. Not all. There's a relatively small intellectual community that would not agree with what I've just said, but it's a real minority at this point in time.
Pozner says that deep distrust within Russia over NATO's expansion east since the end of the Cold War lies at the heart of the conflict over Ukraine.
The Russians feel, rightly or not, that they are gradually being encircled, and that the whole plan of drawing the Ukraine westward was indeed to install NATO on its southern flank. I'm not supporting the Russian view. I'm trying to explain it. It has nothing to do with international law, with what's right or with what's wrong. Russia is saying, we don't care what the Ukrainians want to do and the West wants to do. We want you to know that we will not accept NATO forces on our southern border. And one of the reasons why we took back Crimea was because we do not want the American fleet to be based in Sevastopol. We want our fleet to be there where it always was. That's the crux.
The Kremlin says that Western sanctions are really about regime change to remove Putin from power, an aim not openly expressed by any Western leader, however. Dmitry Babich, a political analyst at the state-funded Sputnik International radio station in Moscow, believes the current situation is the most dangerous in his lifetime.
Well, I'm extremely concerned. I'm more worried now than at any other stage in my life about international politics and about the situation around Russia. Because I'm afraid it's going to lead to the same results as in the Middle East. The West has decided to operate regime change in Russia without thinking well what the replacement is going to be. The consequence may be a complete anarchy and loss of control.
Vladimir Pozner believes that if there's any Western strategy to try to remove Putin through sanctions, it won't succeed.
Whether or not the sanctions that have been applied are going to become even deeper, how they're going to affect Russia, are people going to start experiencing a lower standard of living because of that? Is that what the West is counting on, that the people will revolt and get rid of Putin because of the sanctions? If that's what they're thinking, they're very wrong. The Russians are a people who are very strong about what's fair and what's not fair. As long as they think that they're being treated unfairly, they will support their president no matter how difficult life is.
The EU and US have had a united front against Russia over Ukraine, particularly since the shooting down of a Malaysian airliner killed all 298 people on board. But former US Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has argued the West made mistakes in its plans to bring Ukraine closer to the EU, saying Russian interests were not sufficiently considered. It's a view shared by former Fianna Fáil politician Conor Lenehan, who's worked in Moscow since leaving office.
I think, unfortunately, the view of Russia in Europe and to a certain extent in the Western powers generally, is rather skewed by the experience of the 90s and the previous Soviet era. In fact, Russia has changed permanently and has an aspiration to be part of the European Western dispensation. But I think a lot of issues have served to, if you like, distort the full understanding of Russia. And I think this is a real failure. I mean, it's not just me that's saying this. I think Dr. Kissinger, the former US Secretary of State, believes that some of the wrong options were exercised by Europe and America and the Western powers generally with regard to this crisis in Ukraine. He fully recognizes that the Ukraine is a very unique territory which, relates very immediately to Russians' basic interests.
A busker in the Moscow metro tries to make ends meet in the freezing cold. Sanctions have started to bite in the cold political climate, with banks unable to lend and companies struggling to pay debts with a weakened ruble. There's been a deluge of cash flowing out of the country for safer havens, but now some of Russia's brightest brains are also wanting out, says Jason Corcoran, a journalist with Bloomberg in Moscow.
There has been data from the government showing this year there's been the most immigration since Putin came to power, and we've seen a lot of people who work in IT, engineers, leaving and relocating to America, to Latvia, to Singapore, because the intellectual property is respected more in their opinion, and also they can raise money, because here they can't raise money at all internationally or for the government. The government will only give money for projects that are of a national importance, not for products that will be sold internationally.
It's a long, long way from there to here.
An unexpected song about emigration for an Irish visitor to the famed Petrovich Club in central Moscow. Many Ukrainian exiles live in Russia too, and the conflicts made life difficult for some. That's been the experience of Natalia Antonova, a Ukrainian journalist and playwright brought up in America but living in Moscow for many years.
I guess you can say Ukrainian-American. So this is like the double whammy, you know, like absolutely the most hateful person ever, because it's like Ukrainian-American is like the worst you can be right now in Russia, I think.
Well, what's it been like for Ukrainians living in Russia since?
It can be kind of hard, actually. People have stories of being like singled out at parties or social events and being like cornered and questioned and being treated with suspicion. I wouldn't say it's like an overall like huge trend, but I've definitely seen some of, just some of my old friends, some of my parents' old friends, like a different generation, people who are like away from the capital and they get most of their news from TV, like will suddenly show up and post like the most hateful comments on my Facebook page, right? And I'm just like, you know me, you've known me for years, you've known me since I was a child. Why are you like, where is this coming from? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's just so obvious they've been brainwashed. It's really sad.
Vladimir Posner says that Russia and Ukraine's cultural, economic and historic links are centuries deep, and that the past year has been a disaster for both countries and the West too. He believes a failure of diplomacy on both sides is at the core of what's gone wrong.
I tend to think that nowadays political leadership, both East and West, doesn't see much further than its own nose. They should have understood how dangerous this was, that they were provoking Russia. Now, maybe they wanted to provoke Russia. I can't speak to that. But if they did, it's a very dangerous thing to do. I don't think that the what we have today, the relationship we have today, is a positive one for anyone, including Ukraine. Ukraine now has been split, and the relationship between Russia and the West economically has been bad for both sides. Russia is now turning east, turning towards China. That is not going to be good for anyone, in my public opinion, except China.
While Russia's actions in Ukraine have increased support there for joining NATO, Vladimir Posner believes that a commitment by Kiev not to join the Western military alliance would defuse the situation immediately. But he's not optimistic.
If nothing happens with the NATO issue, then it will blow up. I don't know how, but I fear that it will. And it'll be worse for people in Russia, it'll be worse for people in Ukraine, and it'll be worse for the West. There should be no interest in isolating Russia, in not dealing with Russia. In fact, I feel absolutely confident that given the chance, Russia would be interested in having a much more closer relationship, if you will, a partnership with the West. But it feels now that the West really never wanted that partnership, and that it simply wanted to exploit Russia and push Russia into the background, and that's something the Russians will not accept.
And that was Vladimir Posner finishing that report by Dermot Fleming. We'll be hearing a special report from Kiev next week on our programme.